say.
And welcome on into the program. You've got Off to the Races on by 96.7 FM, WDLR and AM 1270. I am your host, Mike Bozich. Another Saturday morning, and we have got a great show on tap for you today. Last Saturday was the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association Banquet. We talked about the winners, the award winners, leading up to the banquet for the last couple of weeks now. Today, we're going to kind of review the banquet. We're going to check out their YouTube page, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, and we're going to take some snippets, some tidbits from the banquet, some good ones from some of the owners of these and trainers and drivers, the connections of some of these prestigious awards. Plus, we're going to hear from right in the beginning, the OHHA president, Scott Mogan. He's got some good tidbits on the state of harness racing here in the state of Ohio, so you're going to want to stick around for that. But this program could not be heard every Saturday morning without the help of our fine sponsors. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet, a drive-through feed store. You visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, first things first, let's talk about the OHHA banquet that occurred last Saturday and all the great award winners, great comments, some touching moments, and we're going to kind of review probably over the next couple of shows. We're going to see how we are time-wise towards the end of this one if we're going to include the next show as well as a part of this, but I do want to get as many clips in as we possibly can, and we're going to start with the very first, well, not the very first, kind of the first speaker of the night, the OHHA president, Scott Mogan, and he brings up the subject of out-of-competition testing. And if you don't know what out-of-competition testing is, of course, they do test the winners and some of the other horses that participate and compete that night on the racetrack, but out-of-competition testing means that the commission, the authorities can go to a stable, a barn, and test you at any point in time. So it's universally, I think, agreed upon that it is certainly in the best interest for the game to protect our integrity, not only here in the state of Ohio, but nationwide. And let's hear what Scott Mogan, the OHHA president, have to say about that and kind of his general introduction as we look back on the OHHA banquet from last week.
Also, I'd like to thank the Racing Commission, Chair Hansen, Commissioner, all the commissioners, Executive Director Dragone. They've been great for me to work with, and we're working very closely with them to implement out of competition testing here in Ohio. It's not going to happen overnight. They asked us to be in with them. They want to do it right. We've got, I'd say, the greatest program in the country, our stakes program, our overnight purses. And one thing about it, if you start losing your integrity, sooner or later, you're going to lose everything. So we're going to do what we can to try to level the playing field best we can. This year's, I want to throw this at you early. It's usually at the end of my speech, but you'll hear it every year up here from whoever's president. It's a big election year here in Ohio. I think the whole House, right, Mr. Beakey, the whole House and half the Senate is up for re-election. We've got a great set of legislators. A lot of legislators are our friends that understand how important our industry is here in Ohio, and some of them, a lot of them, are up for re-election. They're going to want our support, and we'll have new ones coming in also that we need to educate. Tell them, you know, that there's 20,000 jobs or more in our industry, $3 billion into the economy. So we'll keep working tirelessly, but we also need your help with the PACER, with our PAC fund. Every penny that we raise that you donate goes to support the legislators who support us. Also, like I say, my two outside advisors sitting here are on me all the time about grassroots efforts. We have 66 county fairs. Get to know your state senators, your state representatives. Invite them to the fair to see your races. Invite them to your farm, training center. Let them know how important our industry is. Real quickly, the 2025 highlights I wanted to touch on. Scioto Downs in May, early May, opened a brand new 16-race paddock. It's amazing if you haven't seen it. I know being a horseman, racing there for the last 50 years, it's something special. We introduced the Buckeye Owner's Bonus at the Select Sale in Circleville, a new program the OHHA has put together to support owners who support buying our yearlings. Well, you get a bonus if you own the horse at the end of the year. There's a lot of few stipulations, but anybody needs to know, we'll talk about that. Last year at the Week of Delaware, Tommy and those could probably tell you better, but I've been going for 50 years. I've never seen a better week of weather than we had. I mean, every day was perfect. And once again, I had the honor of presenting the Little Brown Jug Trophy with Governor DeWine and standing in the winner's circle when Ronnie Wren won his first Little Brown Jug. So I'm going to thank Tommy for that and staff up there, the great job they do. Dayton hosted the Sire Stakes Finals in October, did a great job. Track must have been amazing because his track records were dropping like flies. So I want to congratulate them and their track crew and Jason Bloom and what they did. Put it on. Northfield held the Buckeye Stallions Finals. And we were in Mohawk for the Breeders' Crown, and Ohio was represented very well up there. So as we turn the page to 2026, I think it's going to be the biggest and better year, best year we've ever had here in Ohio. Starting out pretty well, all that way already. In Ohio, he's known as Purple Jesus. In Meadowlands, he's known as the Buckeye. David Miller has come home. He'll be racing in the three circuits down here mainly. David is $725,000 from surpassing becoming the all-time money-winning driver. And just happens to be the guy he's looking to surpass, John Campbell, is with us tonight. I want to invited John when we were in Mohawk to join us. He graciously accepted. He'll be up here speaking to you shortly. We got a horse named Blueprint coming to stand stud in Ohio. 2-year-old and 3-year-old Dan Patch, Pacer of the Year. Several years ago, you would never fathom that happening. A horse like that coming to Ohio. I think it shows how strong our stakes program is, how strong all of our program is. We've added an aged state fair race at Scioto Downs. Jason Roth came up with the idea. We went over today or yesterday and today both in our meetings. We're implementing that. Rules and regulations will be out soon. Then we'll return, of course, to Delaware. Like Gabe said, I think it's the greatest week of racing. It is for me if you're from Ohio. Dayton, Scioto Downs also. Scioto has the finals this year in September. They're held at Scioto Downs. Then Delaware, then Dayton will hold the Buckeye finals this year. Northfield will have the fair finals. And for the first time in its current format, the Breeders' Crown is coming to Ohio.
Oh, that's a great place to stop it right there. The Breeders' Crown this year, 2026, will be coming to Ohio, Scioto Downs. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait. It is just going to be a fantastic, fantastic time. Thanks to Scott Mogan for kind of updating us on what's going on. A couple of things, you know. First of all, as far as politically goes, I think it's important to realize that a lot of these legislatures are term limited. So it's a constant education process. You know, just because you have a friend for 2 or 4 years in the House or the Senate, that all of a sudden they leave, guess what? The next person has to be educated on the benefits of our sport, on the benefits to the economy that our sport provides. And believe me, it is giant. We are giant, a very giant economic driver here in the state of Ohio. So thank you very much for Scott Mogan. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to have more from the OHHA banquet last Saturday. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM, WDLR, and AM 1270. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back in a flash.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
We're back on Off to the Races. We've got by 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. We certainly appreciate you joining us as we continue our look back at last week's OHHA, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association Banquet. And, well, as soon as the OHHA president, Scott Mogan, vacated the podium, John Campbell, the Hamiltonian Society president, as well as the host of the evening, our man Gabe Pruitt. By the way, Gabe, I was going through the watching the OHHA banquets online, and Gabe trying to be a cracking a lot of good funnies, but you know, Gabe, you didn't really get all that much laughter out of the audience. So I'm just going to say, and listen, Gabe's a great friend of mine, so I could poke fun at him. Don't quit your day job. Just don't quit your day job. I don't think we're going to be seeing you at the Comedy Central anytime soon. Anyway, but no, in all seriousness, Gabe did a heck of a job. But John Campbell, the president of the Hamiltonian Society, came up to have a word with Gabe and continuing to talk about the big night coming up. Of course, the Breeders' Crown this season towards the end of the year in Ohio at Scioto. Let's hear from Gabe and John Campbell.
Thank you, Scott. Great to have John here, of course, tonight. Somebody has to travel quite a bit to make ends meet. I can say that I've never seen a Breeders' Crown that's more anticipated than the one coming up in 26. So I think it's outstanding. It's going to be here. So got John all the way here in Ohio. Of course, we want to talk to him about it. And John, talk to us about how this started to come about.
Well, obviously, everybody has been aware of the Ohio program and how it's grown since the slots came in here. And when it started to grow, the purses went up, the horses got better. It wasn't a provincial program anymore. Ohio breds are racing on the Grand Circuit. And to me, it was just too big of a program to ignore. And I actually spoke to Chris McElane about possibly doing this at Dayton. And that was the year Bulldog Hanover raced, and they had the finals of the Ohio Sire Stakes, which I knew would there be a very big night. And he said, let's see how we get along with this. And he was very candid and honest with me afterwards. He said, I just don't think we can handle it here. But he said, I think Scioto could, and it would be a great venue. And from there, I spoke to Joe Morris, Jason Roth, and Steve Bateson at that time. And the reception I got was just, hell yeah, let's do it. And it's been that way ever since. And that's where it started. And I have all the confidence and optimism in the world that it's going to be a great event.
Talk to us about what you alluded to there. Even overall, the Midwest, the breed has evolved so much, from decades past.
It has. And you see it, at the races at the highest level. Scott alluded to it. Ohio was very well represented at Breeders' Crown this year, and they're going to be even so, more so in the future. And Indiana breds as well. They've competed at the highest levels for a number of years and had, you know, division winners and Breeders' Crown and winners as well. And it's just great to see. But like I said, every time that money goes up, the horses get better.
Yeah, so that they're not giving it away for sure. As someone who's spent a couple of summers at Saldo and the what we determined the dungeon where we had possums and everything else running around, how much do the improvements and the multi millions of dollars they put in that facility play into the decision to allow Saldo to host that event?
Well, certainly the 16 race paddock was a game changer. I when I first spoke to Joe Morris about it, he said, and it was just in the early stages then, he said, I think we're going to have a 16 race paddock, we'll be able to build an ultra modern one. And he said, but it should be ready by 2026. So that was a big plus as well. And then I spent the day yesterday with Jason Roth and his team, and yesterday and toured the facilities. I haven't been out here since the paddock was built and the grandstand was built. And all I can say is it's so impressive. Like I said, state-of-the-art paddock. And then the grandstand, walking through the grandstand, the clubhouse, and looking at all the options we're going to have for people. You know, they're going to have a beer garden. They're going to have VIP catering, clubhouse, grandstand. And it's all we need is a little break with the weather. And then sat in some meetings with the team at Caesars, and very impressed. They were so engaged in trying to plan and look out for everything coming ahead. And as I said, I've got all the confidence in the world. And I think, you know, Ohio, from a statewide situation, has more harness racing fans and are knowledgeable about harness racing fans than anybody else. So I think it's going to be a great crowd. We're going to get people coming from all over Canada and the United States, plus there are going to be a lot of people from Ohio who want to see this. And the one thing I always tell people, I really enjoy my job. We enjoy putting on big events, Hamiltonian, Breeders' Crown. I never have to worry about the racing. The racing takes care of itself, and it'll be fantastic.
And we're all looking forward to it. And, John, while we've got you finally, microphone in your hand, you had so many great moments in your career here in the state of Ohio. You know, particularly probably the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Any, you know, one particular stick out to you that...
let me think for a minute. yeah, there's one, that life sign deal.
It's
hard to drive a horse that bad and have it be so memorable that in a positive way. But that was one of the greatest days I've ever had driving horses. And I have to tell you, when I went under the wire, I was just in awe of what he had done. And then everybody on the grounds knew they saw something special. When I went around, the crowd was, they were as amazed as I was.
All right, John Campbell, the president of the Hamiltonian Society, he is pumped about the Breeders' Crown at Scioto. We are all pumped about the Breeders' Crown at Scioto and can't wait until the end of the year. But we come back more up to the races at about 96.7 FM and AM 1270.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
It's segment three. Where has the time gone here on Off to the Races? We've got my 96.7 FM, WDLR, AM 1270. We're certainly appreciative of you joining us each and every Saturday morning here on Off to the Races as we continue to take a look at the OHHA banquet from a week ago on Saturday. And you know what? While we're on the air, we're going to call the audible right now. Next week, we're not going to get all this in this week. Just way too much. Way too many great moments that we don't want to miss and that we want to relive. So you can already put it in the bank. We're going to continue. It'll be part two of our review of the OHHA banquet coming up next Saturday morning here on Off to the Races. You know, one of the most important things that we as an industry can do, not only in the state of Ohio but across the country, is to get our youth involved in the sport. And it's very, very important. And that's why I believe that the Terry Holton Youth Award is a very important award. And as Representative Jim Binkie is going to talk about some of the great participants that have won this award over the past years. And right now, let's, without further ado, Jim Binkie, representative, along with members of the Terry Holton family, presenting this award to the winner. Let's take a listen.
And has been a profound positive for this industry. For 20-some years, we have given the Ryan Holton or the Terry Holton Youth Award. Some of the, well, Ryan gets the Youth Award every year. A few of the winners who have gone on or who are now household winners are Matt Kakaley and Hunter Myers, of course, was one. Dalton Walls, Tyler Smith. Yes, Tyler Smith is the only race announcer that brought a horse home in 13 seconds when he was announcing at Washington Courthouse. But these are the quality of the people who we reward every year for Terry. I want to specifically mention the last two winners. 2 years ago, Wyatt Farmer won. Since he's won over $1,700,000 in training and driving victories. This last year's 2025 winner, Braden Rhodes, has won over $1 million racing. These are people who are becoming foundation on the track. Our winner tonight, and will Samantha Mayhew please come up, is a graduate of Logan Elm High School. Here she comes. She's currently a sophomore at The Ohio State University. She has done it all. She started like most of our winners, started out by mucking stalls for her dad, Seth. She's trained horses. She's driven horses. She's driven horses to the track. She does it all. In the meantime, she's also been an intern at OHHA. She has a desire to make this sport grow. And the more Samantha Mayhews that we get involved, the more we underscore and make Frank Frost's charge the winner. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real privilege to tell you that Samantha Mayhew is now a winner. And here's where Samantha's going to go on. She's going to be on the management side of this business. I would like to think, now, I won't be here, maybe. But someday, Samantha Mayhew could be Frank Frost. Our 2026 winner, Samantha Mayhew.
Hello, everyone. I am so honored to receive this award. First, I want to start off with giving some thanks. First, my parents and my family, and then the OHA staff and board, and the entire horsemen here tonight, and then especially Ryan and the Holton family. This organization is giving so much to its youth, and I'm so honored to be one of those. And for this to continue happening is just amazing. Thank you.
All right, congratulations to the Terry Holton Youth Award winner, Samantha Mayhew. And, well, I'll tell you what, Representative Bickey brought up some fantastic points about getting the youth involved. And it's good to see that she wants to get in on the management side of the industry, going to The Ohio State University. You could tell just by how she, you know, took the microphone and kind of took charge with that booming voice that she is certainly going to be somebody, one of the great many people in the state of Ohio that's going to lead this industry moving forward sooner rather than later. Well, listen, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. We're painfully out of time, but we had a great time taking a look back at the OHHA banquet and some of the award winners, and we are going to continue that next week as we only kind of broke the tip of the iceberg. Still some great, great moments that was had last Saturday, and we're going to share them with you as we continue next week right here on Off to the Races. But if there weren't these fine folks out there, our little Saturday morning party would not be possible. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Medical Center. They have got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. But once again, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. If you have any questions for me, the host, that I can answer about the sport of harness racing or whatever, send me an email. My email is m_bozich@yahoo.com. Again, it's m_bozich@yahoo.com. We'll see you next Saturday morning with the first post of 9:30. So long, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.